A cascade of dark brown water erupts from the end of an outlet pipe below the city's water treatment plant. The water is pushing a 20-inch foam plug called a pig. The device has a large magnet inside, so it can be located inside the pipe, and a rigid front and back panel for scraping any unwanted growth from inside the line. It's the third such pig the city has sent through the 7.5-mile line. I spoke with City Public Works Director Carl Hagerman about the results.
Yeah, we started with a 16-inch diameter pig, and then we went to an 18-inch diameter. Today, a 20-inch diameter came out of the pipe, and we've still got a 24-inch that we're going to put through on Monday.
What's come out the other end once the pigs come out? What does it look like?
Well, they're definitely doing their job. There's some pretty off-colored water coming out when these come out. The smaller pig, the first pig we sent through, nobody was sure when it was going to show up at the plant, so nobody was around to see how much dirty water came out with that one. But ever since then, every other pig, people have seen the debris and the sediment coming out with the pig. So
it's a pretty slow process to get the pig from one end of the pipe to the other?
It is. It's taken us a couple of days to actually figure out exactly how many hours it does take, but I think we've got it figured out now. It's about a 5 to 5.5-hour run from the reservoir launching station to the treatment plant here.
Anything you've seen from sending those pigs through that would tell you that any other sections of the pipe are in trouble or collapsed or anything like that?
Actually, I think the fact that we're getting pigs through and on up to a 20-inch diameter pig now is a very good sign that there probably isn't any further collapse. They're not getting stuck anywhere, which is exactly what we wanted to see. So they're cleaning the pipeline out, and they're not getting stuck. So we think that the pipeline's actually in pretty good shape.
All right. So have you done flow tests at all, or is that still to come?
We haven't done any flow tests since we put the pigs through, and we probably won't do one until we get the final one through on Monday. The bigger the pigs get, the more friction there is on the sidewall of the pipe and the more cleaning they'll do. So by the time we get to that 24-inch pig on Monday, the pipe will be as clean as it's going to get, and then we'll do a flow test after that point.
Okay. And is this something that city staff will be able to do on a regular basis then after this? Or?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, we should be able to do this on an annual basis, at least initially after this project. If the pipe shows to be clean, on an annual basis, maybe we'll extend the time period a little bit more. We should be able to tell if the flow ever slows down again. This is the first thing we'll do to see if we can get it back as clean line. So,
because presumably it would grow back eventually.
It will eventually. Yeah.
Happy so far with the results?
Yeah, I'm pleased. The pig didn't get stuck. That was a big thing. Make sure that the pipeline is intact and there aren't any more collapsed sections. That's huge. And now we just have to flow test the pipeline and see what we can get out of it after it's clean. So,
all right.
Yeah, I'm very pleased.
Cool.